Pray. God, thank you for what seems to be these days all of these reminders of your wonderful peace. Thank you for your promises of peace. Thank you for the moments when we see your perfect peace all around us and for making us instruments of your work. In Jesus' name. Amen. I find myself these days in an almost constant state of peace. Not because of the way things are all around us, but because I, like you, have faith that God is at work doing what God set out to do so long ago, to bring God's people back from exile into the promised land. Those of us who take the way of the Lord seriously choose to be on the lookout constantly for the handy work of God. You ever tried that? You ever just devoted some time, maybe a day, a week, an entire year, just, I'm going to be on the lookout constantly for the handiwork of God. Moments of peace. I know sometimes they feel few and far between, but when they do show up, if you're on the lookout for them, sometimes you see them. Moments of God's presence, like a good meal, a hug from a loved one, an answer to prayers, where we can actually say, that was the work of God. Thanks be to God. Someone sneezes. And then someone says, bless you. Which reminds us immediately of the source of all blessings in our lives. Namely, the Lord who prepares the way, so much greater than all we can ask or imagine. Speaking of origins, do you know the origin from Scripture of the command to prepare the way of the Lord? You know where that comes from? Isaiah 40. So I'm going to read it because it's a good day to read it. Isaiah 40. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all the people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I say, what shall I cry? All people are grass. Their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades. But the word of our God will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up. Don't be afraid, Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and His arm rules for Him. His reward is with Him, and His recompense before Him. He will feed His flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in His arms and carry them in His bosom and gently lead the mother sheep. We can be at peace today, knowing by faith, living by faith, that the Lord is gathering up the lambs in His arms, that the Lord is gathering us up, feeding the flock, carrying us close. And so our response is to invite, to celebrate, and in peace, prepare the way of the Lord. Did you hear how outlandish what I just said actually was? Did you catch it? I mean, I know we're at church on Sunday morning, you're supposed to say stuff like this, and people go, oh yeah, amen. Listen to what I just said. We can be at peace today. Really? You know what? If we're just pretend that you're not at church on a Sunday morning, and someone with a straight face comes up to you and says, we can be at peace today. What's your response going to be? No, not yet. In a minute, it's coming. But not yet. If we look around us, the response would be, are you smoking something? Are you crazy? We can be at peace today? That doesn't make any sense. Not when we look around us. And you know who else had that experience? Exact same experience. Not even one of those where, well, the people back then kind of had it. No. Exact same experience. You know who had it? The people of God who heard Isaiah 40 for the first time. Because you know where they were? They were in exile. We think they were on their way home. Maybe they were. Maybe they just got home. Or maybe they were still there. Ancient Assyria, where it started, then ancient Babylon, place where you don't know the language, the food is terrible, and they treat you awfully. And all around you in Babylon are these dictators and autocrats and corruption all around you. And then Isaiah has the audacity to come and say, we can be at peace because of God, because of the Lord. And so if we say, well, these days we're just in a constant state of peace. It's not because of the things around us. It's because of the work of God. When Isaiah 40 began, it was all about the restoration of a country. But now, it's about the restoration of us, of our hearts in Christ. Because we're always coming home from exile. May the Lord's face shine upon us today and give us peace. And in the meantime, prepare the way of the Lord. Amen.